podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Still talking unsung heroes from yesterday, Benjamin. There's a bunch. There was a bunch yesterday.
So as we continue our discussion of the game, obviously the Padres fell behind 4-2. Jeremiah Estrada came in, gave up a run, but I'm going to actually put him in the unsung heroes category for even showing up.
He had the trots.
He was, as Mike Schultz said, he was still not even close to 100%, but the bullpen was taxed. He had the day off before. They kept him at home because he was sick, and they said, we need whatever we can get from you. And he did give up the one run, but the Padres still had a chance to win that game, obviously, going into the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 4-2, and while Mason Miller gets a ton of the attention, they've also got that Lucas Ursig, who throws very hard as well. And the Padres hadn't seen either of those guys in the series, so you knew what they were facing in the last couple of innings. It was going to be a challenge, and the first challenge is someone has to get on base. You know, the tying run has to get to the plate, and you just want to do it with whatever way possible. And Mike Schilt pointed out after the game, and other people did as well, but Fernando Tatis Jr., who had a 17-game hitting streak, was 0-4 going into his last at-bat, and worked a full-count walk in that inning to get the tying run to the plate.
Great AB, man.
Yeah, and there were close balls. You know, Mike Schilt said, hey, a lot of guys will want to swing. They want to get on, but they want to get a hit, too, and see if they can extend that hitting streak. And Tatis was patient enough and worked the at-bat enough to get on to first base with the walk. It ultimately did end up costing him the end of the hitting streak, but it got Donovan Solano to the plate, and he... I also, like Jackson Merrill's first home run, didn't necessarily think that was going out. Looked like he hit it well, but deep part of the ballpark.
Thought Daz Cameron was going to rob that, man.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Jesse, you could hear in the call in the Padres wrap-up. Did he catch it? It was close. I wasn't sure for a second, and then I heard the horn go off, and you could see that he wasn't getting up with the baseball, and it was, all right, that one got out, and now it's a tie ball game. So Solano, who had not had a two-home run game since 2019, ends up coming through with a very unlikely combination of offensive stars. Four of the six hits were the home runs by Solano and Jackson Merrill. They only had two other hits the entire game.
The rest of the guys did nothing. I mean, did nothing all day. Manny, terrible game. Tatis, to that point, had a terrible game. I mean, you don't win many ball games, even if it's against the lowly A's. You don't win many ball games, Benny, by the guys at the top of your order not getting the job done, man. So they got picked up yesterday. Manny Machado got picked up by Jackson Merrill and Donovan Solano. And, you know, that's got to happen from time to time. But it's happened a ton with this team. The beginning of the season, it was all the bottom of the order that was getting it done. So nice to see them. Nice to see them pull together as a team and figure out a way to scratch that win out. Everything kind of went their way, you know, in the last couple of innings. But, man, just I did not expect them to win that baseball game when it was 4-2. I did not.
And one more, you know, slightly unsung hero. Robert Suarez doing what he's done all year long, but doing it on a third consecutive day.
It's a beast.
And getting a win for the second consecutive day. I assume, is going to be at the All-Star game. He's now 4-0. He's had an unbelievable start to the season. After, remember, last year was kind of rough, you know, in the setup role to Josh Hader, had injuries, had the sticky stuff suspension. He just never kind of fully locked in 2023, but he came right out of the gate this year, embracing the new role as closer, and he has been fantastic all season long, and now he's done it 3 days in a row.
Incredible.
Enjoy your day off today, Robert Suarez. You've come through every time the Padres have asked you to season.
Just been so good. So, so good. I mean, again, everybody stepped up yesterday to find a way to win that game, and it was spectacular. Spectacular win. Didn't need... You don't want those fireworks every single day. That's not a sustainable way to win baseball games, getting behind and needing to win in the late innings. But it sure is nice to see a little bit of fight from this team. And we've seen it this year. We have. We've seen it this year. That five-game losing streak, Benny, like we talked about yesterday, cannot define you. It cannot send you into a tailspin. And they've done a really good job pulling themselves out of it.
But let's be honest. The last 2 days for the Padres... not that different than most of the games against the Rockies and the Angels.
Correct.
When they got swept.
Correct.
The only difference was someone came through, or a couple of guys came through in big moments. Otherwise, close games, missed opportunities, had some, you know, plays at the plate that they couldn't quite get the throw on line where you could have tagged runners out. There was a lot of potential regrets as well the last couple of days. If you end up losing 2 of 3 to the A's, not finishing off the sweep yesterday, and we'd be having the same kind of show today
that we've had, man,
for the first 2.5 months of the year. So in the big picture, I don't think the first sweep of the season necessarily changes the equation at all for the San Diego Padres, but you also can't take it away. The math is the math. And instead of 500, they're 2 games above 500, slightly better position as they get ready to hit the road and take on the New York Mets and then the Philadelphia Phillies in what is always a tough East Coast road trip. Even though the Mets are struggling badly, you got to cross the country. You got to do the time zone thing. It's supposed to be really hot in Queens this weekend. So you're going to be facing a tough challenge, no matter what the standings might say against the New York Mets. They will not be a pushovers for the Padres.
No, and if it's, you know, the season's proven anything, it just that you just don't know what Padres baseball team is going to show up on any given day. It's why they're hovering around 500. What we don't want to happen is the tractor beam to pull us right back into that by going out and dropping a couple of games to the Mets. Frankie, you're a Met fan. What do we got? What are we staring down the barrel of this weekend up in Queens?
3 wins.
Walk me through it, though, with a little bit more analysis.
Manaea's been fine this year. He's had a resurgence. I was very concerned about that. He's also cut his hair, too.
Which is a weird, it's an odd look for him, but it's working. He's throwing harder, it seems, there than he was here. Certainly, I think he's working harder as well.
Two lefties to start the series, Manaea and Quintana, right?
Yeah. And, you know, again, like you mentioned, they didn't figure out any left. They figured out a way to to hang around against some lefties and end up beating a couple of righties, but they have not figured out left-handers by any stretch. The San Diego Padres have not, so I kind of like your chances there. Padres have played a little better on the road until Anaheim, but so, yeah, we just don't know. It just feels like everyone is the immovable force against the, what's the phrase?
Irresistible object meets the immovable force.
Right.
And the Mets are, you know, with the big payrolls and the stars not coming through, guys like Lindor not having good seasons. So we know the feeling. It's more high profile when you do it in New York, but we absolutely know this feeling that the New York Mets are going through, especially for last season for the Padres.
No question.
All right, we need a contestant. It's a Throwback Thursday, so if you want to play real or fake, if you always want to play Take on Woods, but you're afraid of challenging Woods because you think your musical knowledge may not be there, real or fake is for you. Chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas just by separating fact from fiction. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll play our game here in just a couple of minutes as soon as we get a contestant online. So the Padres finish off their best home stand of the year at 5-2. Again, they remain in the second wild card spot. They're just now a couple of games behind the struggling Atlanta Braves for the first wild card spot, but don't think that they've created any cushion. The Giants are right behind them, and then a mess of teams are still within 2.5 games of the San Diego Padres right behind them. It's going to be you're going to have to go on a long stretch. You're going to have to win 8 or 9 in a row, or, you know, 14 of 17 if you really want to start putting some distance between yourself and the rest of the National League.
For sure.
Which would be nice to see that before the All-Star break. You know, you're not going to clinch any playoff spots in July, but you can give yourself a little wiggle room going into the second half of the season if you can play some good baseball over this next month. We're about a month away from the All-Star game. Important month here for the San Diego Padres to build on what we just saw.
No doubt.
All right, I see a bunch of people calling in. Let's get to today's game. It's time for Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, people, you can win an entry into our grand prize drawing, which is a 2-night stay at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas and your choice of tickets to either Hootie and the Blowfish or Smashing Pumpkins and a $150 poolside dining credit. Summer room packages and tickets are available now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. We're going to give Roman the chance today.
Roman
on line 2. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, listen to those pipes.
All right,
my
now
God.
I feel inferior.
Me too.
I
feel very
great.
Inferior. Jeez.
K, Can you try to speak in a little higher voice in a pitch just so the radio hosts don't feel bad,
right,
Roman? All right, here we go.
Yeah, I can try that. Sure.
Her. Very nice. All right. Here is your category. Woods should be able to help you out with this one. The 2024 San Diego County Fair opened yesterday with this year's theme, Let's Go Retro. I have with me a list of all the San Diego County Fair themes dating back to 1989. Today on Real or Fake, I will give you a theme. You tell me if it's a real theme from our fair past 35 years or a fake I have thrown in to fool you. Roman, are you ready to play?
As I'll ever be.
All right, four right out of seven gets the job done. Round number one, and you can ask Woods for help if you'd like. Round number one, the San Diego County Fair. Better get moving. Real or fake? Better get moving.
That definitely has a cow vibe to it. And I know that Mission Valley used to have a lot of cows in it, so...
But it's in dumb.
Let's go real.
Frankie?
No way.
Yeah, 1991, the theme, better get moving. All right, that's one. Three more gets you the win. All right, let's go. Round number two. The San Diego County Fair. It's happening. It's happening.
I don't know. I need a lifeline here.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah. I'm gonna say fake.
He's gonna say fake. What do you say, Roman?
My instinct says to do the opposite of what he said, so let's go real.
All right, he's going with the opposite of the phone a friend, and you are.
Correct. Damn it! It's real.
Roman's got good instincts.
Oh my
All right,
God,
that's two correct. We're halfway home already. All right, round number three. The San Diego County Fair, Summer of Sports. Ben. Real or fake? What?
Jeez. I don't know. What do you think?
I think fake.
Real or fake? Give us an answer, Roman.
All right. I'm going to go with him this time. I'm going to say fake.
Let's go.
2008, the BS. Summer of Sports.
Idiot.
It's all right.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Just one wrong.
Don't ask me anymore, though.
All right. Round number four.
Thanks. My help has abandoned me, Greg.
The San Diego County Fair. Fun for you. EWE. Fun for you.
All right, man.
Real or fake?
EWE.
Fun for you.
There's no.
I know that's real.
Do you?
Because I came home from college.
1994.
That summer and went to the fair. And yeah, it was like sheep and I don't know, like rutabaga or something.
That is a three correct. He knows. All right, one more and you are our winner. All right, Roman, San Diego County Fair. Commotion by the ocean. Real or fake?
That sounds like a really good tournament name.
Or an adult film. fake.
Well, I'm going to go to my expert on adult films.
Yeah,
so
fake.
What is my help thing?
That's fake. Commotion by the ocean.
Fake? All right, let's 100%. Go fake.
That one is... Real.
Yes.
2004!
Oh, God, I'm terrible at this game.
All right, that's all right. We are still just need one more for the win. All right, San Diego County Fair. Have a hog-on good time. Real or fake?
He looks...
a hog on good time.
Come on.
Hog on good time. Fake.
Fake.
Yeah, that
yes,
one's fake.
Thank God.
That one's fake. You are a winner, Roman. Congratulations. Yeah, hang on the line. Frankie's going to get your information.
Now, quickly, if you win, are you picking Hootie or Smashing Pumpkins?
That's a tough question because it would be kind of like which version of Hootie, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same dude. I mean, all you really need is a lead singer.
If it's Darius Rucker, then you got to see that, right?
Hootie, I don't think so.
Hootie and the Blowfish
it's
without
just,
Darius
just the Blowfish. Yeah, it's just the Blowfish. No, yeah. All right, well, he's picking Hootie. Great job, Roman. I like
nice
your pipes
job.
A lot.
One more for you, Woodsy.
Yes.
Foul and fun.
Fake.
Fake. Very good. Yeah, you guys did pretty well today.
All right.
On our fair-themed real or fake. All right, Roman, stay on the line. Frank, you'll get your information at the break. We'll come back with Do and Don't Do This. The Dodgers made a big blunder yesterday.
Yeah, boner, if you will.
They did. And just like yesterday, we'll play the Korean call of the Padres walk-off winner in Do This.
Love it.
Coming up next after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. Brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco is some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today at thecrafttaco.com. I don't like hypocrisy. Drives me kind of crazy, actually. When someone says something, but their actions then are the opposite of what they say.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets talks a big game about wanting everyone to buy in and, you know, pulling on the same rope.
Eliminate
the distractions. Yet, constantly, he ends up being the team's biggest distraction. Continued yesterday with the Jets' mandatory minicamp. Mandatory being, you know, you have to be there. But, for some reason, the team's most important player, their starting quarterback, was not there. Under somewhat mysterious circumstances, he is called, it's a previous commitment, is all they say, that has prevented him from attending to his job duties, and it is an unexcused absence, according to Coach Robert Sala, which means Rodgers is subject to $50,000 per day in fines, I believe, for not showing up to the minicamp. But of course, it's not a problem, according to Sala, who says, quote, or was told to say, quote, Aaron and I are on the exact same page. There's no issue between Aaron or his teammates, for that matter. We addressed it yesterday. It's more of an issue for everyone outside the building than it is inside. That's about it.
Question. Why wouldn't you just say, no, we knew. We knew he was going to be gone. No big deal. Like, instead of, well, it's actually an unexcused absence, but we're also on the same page.
Well, it's technically an unexcused absence. Because he was supposed to be there, and he's not.
But he also said that he knew. It's not like he no-called, no-showed.
He didn't no-call, no-show.
He knew he was not going to be there. Right. So then wouldn't it be an excused absence if it was worked out before?
You're not allowed to excuse absences from mandatory things.
So you have to find them. One of those things, yes. Aaron, if you go, I'm going to have to bang you for a vacation day. Make sure you submit it through HR. And you know you're going to have to get fined. What if Adam fined us for vacation days?
I think Robert Sala is in maybe the most difficult position of any of the NFL head coaches.
No question.
He can't really...
Biggest media market.
...say anything.
Yeah.
He's always on the edge of a knife when it comes to giant controversy surrounding Aaron Rodgers.
And the Jets in general. Jets in general. It's not just an Aaron Rodgers thing, certainly. It's a really, really interesting organization.
So he also had the problem that he has Hassan Reddick, who is skipping the minicamp to make a point. He wants a new contract.
Correct.
So he's not being there. And he can't say, well, it's fine for Rodgers to be missing. But Reddick, you know, you're unexcused, and it's a fine for you. But for Aaron Rodgers, no, it's okay. You know, he said he wasn't going to be here, and now he's not here. So you kind of put him in a tough position there.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll keep this thing rolling and don't do this. I woke up this morning, and I saw this. I did not see how this game ended last night because I was in a deep, peaceful sleep after a Padres walk-off, second walk-off in a row.
And walking around the fair, that's exhausting.
It's just exhausting. Yeah. And I woke up, and I saw that the Dodgers had lost a really close game at home to the Texas Rangers, Ben, with a chance to win it. Here's how it sounded when rookie Andy Páez got thrown out at home plate, ran through a stop sign. The third base coach, Dino Ebel, held up his hand and tried to hold him there. And the newest addition, Kevin Biggio, is going to be coming to the plate next, Benny, with a chance to win that game. And the Rangers executed brilliantly. Here's how it sounded.
Line drive, base
Hits it right center field. Tavares hustles over. He juggles. Smith is in. Pajes stopped at third. Runs through the stop sign. He's out, and the game is over. Andy Pajes runs through the stop sign of Dino Ebel on a Jason Hayward double, and the game is over.
Oh, it's Joe Davis. Sorry, just put me asleep.
Hear no evil, Dino evil.
Hear no evil, see no evil.
Dino evil.
That's terrible.
It is. Yeah, I mean, everybody makes mistakes like that. Padres have made a few base running blunders this year.
They run the bases perfectly, from what I remember.
That's a rough look, though, when you actually run directly through a stop sign to make the last out of a game.
Gnarly. He said, from the first moment, I knew I'd get to third. As soon as I saw him misplay it, I thought about scoring that tying run. You learn from those things. Unfortunately, those things have to happen for you to get better. Dave Roberts said, it's one of those things. You got a young player, doesn't have a lot of experience. You run them out there to see how they learn. Took a perfect throw and an executed relay, and they made a great play. Pretty exciting ending to that game, but the Texas Rangers did take that game from the Los Angeles
Dodgers. Nice moment for Corey Seager against his old team.
Yeah, yeah.
Three-run homer after he missed the first game of the series. So.
How do you let that guy walk away? Corey Seager. He said it was no-brainer to keep him forever.
Considering the issues they've had at shortstop since he's been gone.
I mean, that's one that's got to sting. He is an outstanding baseball player. Outstanding.
Makes you wonder.
Does make you wonder.
Makes you glad that they occasionally make mistakes.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't make a lot of them,
yeah,
but they do make some. All right, finally, we will remain consistent for Doo-Doo This.
D-D Mega Doo-Doo.
Because yesterday in Doo-Doo This, we played the Korean call of the walk-off home run by Kyle Higashioka. So let's hear what it sounded like in the ninth inning yesterday at Petco Park with Jackson Merrill at the plate against Mason Miller.
홈런이 있는 메릴이고요. 걸어올렸습니다. 좌측 높게 던져. 넘어갑니다. 두 경기 연속 끝내는 홈런.
잭슨 메릴. 잭슨 메릴이 해냈습니다.
자, 메릴이 이 경기에 마침포를 찍습니다. 샌디에이거 두 경기 연속 끝내기 승리로 시즌 첫 번째 3연전 싹쓸이에 성공합니다.
자, 이렇게 되면 샌디에이거는 엄청난 상승세를 타게 될 것 같고요.
예.
오늘 메릴
예상됩니다.
I like how that during the play-by-play, though, they both do their own play-by-play
they have
at the
their
same
own
time.
Play-by-play.
They like to do the two tracks where you've got the one guy and the other guy both doing their own call at the same time of the big moments.
But then they usually come together with the at the same time. It's really well.
It's like an orchestra.
It's
almost
really well orchestrated.
You got the woodwinds. And you got the string section, and they're both playing their own thing, and then eventually it comes together at the end for the big crescendo at the end of the call.
Fantastic. I love those guys. I would love to meet them someday.
Have them on.
And does anyone know if they're...
No.
They're,
no one knows.
They're in the house, or they're not
Someone
in the house?
Knows.
Somebody knows.
Somebody knows.
Somebody needs to tell me. I want to get a picture with them. Those guys are... They have provided me with so much, like, so many good vibes to hear those guys call. It's just... It's sheer... electricity and joy.
I feel like if they
happens.
Were in the house, I would see them in a booth at
Me
some
too.
Point.
I've, Me too.
I've got to imagine they're calling them remotely, probably from like Seoul, Korea
yeah,
or something.
Maybe. I just don't know, man. I got to ask somebody. I'll ask Jesse. Are those guys in-house? Because they're fantastic, dude. Like the Mud and Don of Korea. They're just incredible. Incredible.
And that is Don't and Doo-Doo This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3
The
Fan.
Have you seen our guy?
I have not seen him.
Everyone's so excited for the jelly bean, bean boozled moment.
That makes one of us. It's going to be tough for me to not vomit while watching him do it.
Well, we can make him do it on the other side of the glass. We need to have him on camera. Everyone needs to see it.
You can make it right.
So if Adam's here, we will definitely have him eat jelly beans when we come back. If not, we will do it later in the program whenever he arrives. So just to kind of have to stay tuned to find out when he's going to pay off his promise of a sweep handful of Bean Boozled jelly beans. But we will get to that coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Got a text. Adam is just moments out, so we will get some Bean Boozled momentarily.
I should be looking more forward to this. I'm not. Because I've lived it.
While we wait, gives me a chance for basketball Ben to mention the NBA finals are over.
All right.
I mean, technically, there's still one more game left at least, but this series has not lived up to any hype at all.
Been
the Boston
banger, huh?
Celtics are going to win another title this year as they go up 3-0 last night with a, wasn't a bad game. I mean, Dallas was up, then Boston came back, then Boston went up, and Dallas came back. Ultimately, though, the Celtics just have too much. Even without Kristaps Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I mean, you can argue about which one's better or more important. They're both really good players. It's a good team. They're very athletic, very deep. Luka Doncic complains a lot about foul calls. He fouled out in the fourth quarter of the game yesterday after 27 points. Even Kyrie Irving, our game, 35 points, but it wasn't enough. And if you can't win at home against a team that's missing a key player, I don't know that you have much of a chance. No team has ever come back from 3-0 in the NBA. Obviously, it's happened in baseball, famously. Yeah. It's happened a couple of times, three times, I think, in hockey. 156 times in NBA history, a team has taken a 3-0 series lead. Zero times have they blown that 3-0 lead. That's almost... Now you're getting to the point of like, okay, it's almost unusual that it hasn't happened. We're not talking about a miracle. We're talking about four straight
winning four straight games.
Against, yes, what is undoubtedly a really good team, but you just think in 156 tries, it would happen
once
I know. That you'd lose four in a row. Is this going to be the time? I really don't think so.
One more in Dallas.
One more in Dallas. If they get through that one, then they have to go back to Boston for game five. Game four is tomorrow.
Boston's,
game five would be on Monday.
I will promise you, somebody in Boston this morning saying, we should drop this game in Dallas
to win it at home.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it at all. Like, that's exactly what they're saying because, well, sports, we're a bunch of hacks.
Celtics have won 10 straight playoff games.
They're like the UConn of the NBA.
If they win tomorrow, they will finish the regular and postseason with a record of 80-20.
Pretty damn good.
800 winning percentage.
Pretty damn good.
Which puts them in the conversation of greatest teams of all time with the, you know, the Bulls who had the amazing season.
What was their regular season? 72-10?
72-10, I think.
I was in
Chicago
for that. It was unreal.
Not quite that level. People are going to question because they have faced nothing. Injury-riddled teams in the playoffs, lower seeds. But I mean, you got to give them credit. They've beaten the opponents that were in front of them, and they're going to win the title. If not tomorrow, then certainly Monday, probably at the latest.
While we're waiting for Jelly Bean, will you bring up that topic that we kicked around for just a second, the Bill Plaschke tweet?
So, yeah, Bill Plaschke tweeted, and I thought this was interesting. He said, fouling out in basketball is the dumbest rule in sports. Why would you institute a rule in which you leave it to officials who make mistakes all the time, and it's already kind of a subjective decision when it comes to whether you call a foul or not, that you could take off your marquee guys. You know, you take them right out of the key situation, the moment, the end of the game. Would it have been a more entertaining finish with Luka Doncic on the court for the last 4 minutes or not? And he goes, why would you have that? You don't have to have a rule where guys foul out if they get six. Just keep them out there. Just keep calling fouls. You put in the free throw line that you're punished already for fouls. Is it over punishing a team by fouling out one of their good players?
I never really thought about it.
I never thought about it either. It's just a thing in basketball. You foul out. You have too many fouls, you foul out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you strike out three times, you're out.
You're
ejected
out of the
from the game. You're out.
I don't know. I really don't know how to think about that. I've never really thought about that. It's one of those things that's accepted. Oh, he's in early foul trouble. We got to sit him.
Yeah, sit him.
Wait, let's be honest.
Everyone came to see him.
Let's be honest. That friggin' sucks. Like when we're watching the Aztecs, you know, and somebody, you know, Jane Liddy
gets two fouls
two
early.
Fouls.
Like,
you're like,
well, there
oh,
is.
Cool.
That's it.
He's
going
to rot
half.
On the bench for the first half. Yeah,
you want to come see the players play, not sit on the bench with two fouls.
Miley says it adds more strategy, and it does. Yeah, but it also. It's not necessarily strategy. You're leaving it up to the judgment of an official, which I think some of the calls against Luka last night were a bit dicey.
The one that
right?
fouled out, they reviewed it. I mean, it was the old blocker versus charge.
Right.
And, you know, there was a bit of a push off by, I think it was Brown, but also Luka didn't quite have his feet set. I mean, they're all really close calls. I mean, there's obvious fouls, but there's a bunch of subjective close ones along the way as well.
Like Diesel says, you foul too many times in soccer, you get a red card, you get ejected. So, it's interesting. It's an interesting thought by Plaschke. I mean, I guess, you know, fundamentally you look at it and say, that would be nice to have guys. But again, you have to play knowing that that's the punishment, and you have to play a little bit differently. But yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about referees and umpires and everything else. I mean, I get that it's a hard job, but a lot of times they do change the momentum of the game. So
he's right behind you.
Hey, let's
go. Ready. Yeah, we're going to check traffic and then we'll come back. It'll be time for Adam to pay off his Bean Boozled promise. A Padres sweep, handful of jelly beans. He's going to regret this for the rest of the day.
Rest of the week.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. All right. See, now, Adam has come in. It's roundtable day. So he's wearing his 97.3 The Fan polo, which Woods does on roundtable day as well. Adam's not on the roundtable.
Right.
So he doesn't appear on camera during the roundtable. So I can only imagine that he has specifically chose to wear it, hoping that perhaps his Bean Boozled moment goes viral.
Yes.
And when it does, he's going to be able to promote the station by wearing his polo during his viral moment.
Well, he's a brand manager. He's managing the brand. That's exactly what he's supposed to do, getting the most out of what we have to work with. Is that lotion that you have over there? What is that?
Toothpaste. Oh, I have that. That's Costco toothpaste right there. I've got that, too.
You bring that to work.
He's trying to. This is for the aftermath.
Being
boozled.
It's going to be disgusting.
It doesn't help.
Now, a couple of things. First of all, Adam, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Why did you promise to do this? Now, you did it in a much tougher series for the Padres.
Yes.
But then you just kind of extended and said, whatever, any sweep is worth a handful of jelly beans.
But one and done, right? Not every sweep for the rest of the year.
No, I said the next.
The next.
But it was eventually going to happen. I mean, every other team has already swept a series this year. The Padres were the last team in baseball to sweep a series. I don't know. Has there ever been a team that has not swept one single series the entire year? I'd venture that's probably never happened in baseball history.
Yeah.
Maybe the short season. Other than that, so you're going to sweep a three-game series at some point.
Yeah, so he said
So you knew this was going to happen, Adam, right?
Yeah, I'm a man of the people. They ask for it. They get what they ask for.
Now, you've also been proven to have a fairly iron stomach.
Like bananas, dude.
You ate the Thai 10 spicy food without even blinking.
Didn't even break a sweat.
Yeah.
I was hoping that would play into this as well.
There's no spicy ones.
There's nothing spicy.
They're just unpleasant.
They just taste like
what did you get last time when you spun the wheel when you gave away our rally towels?
Well, the first one I got was the blue one.
You got toothpaste, which isn't bad.
I'm hoping there's a lot of blue ones mixed in there.
There's some blue
ones. And then I ended up getting, I ate another one because the toothpaste wasn't really that bad. And I think I got the barf.
Barf, yeah, which is not great. All right, well, here.
All right, so lower your camera a little bit so we get a little full view on you, just a bit.
I'm going to feed him.
There you go. All right.
So you're doing one at a time here?
No. He's got the whole. He's just going to drop.
Take him from your grubby hands.
My hands are clean.
But that's the worst part of it.
Show how many you're getting.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see the on camera.
Hold on.
Show the. All right, we got a nice assortment of different colors. And what are the? Let's see the different possible bad.
What are the odds
are
that there are no bad ones in there?
I would say it's about power. It would be like winning Powerball.
Yeah.
To get no bad ones. All right, so we got stink bug, rotten egg, booger, dead fish, toothpaste, dirty dishwater, barf, stinky socks, liver and onions,
and
old bandage are all possible flavors in this handful of beans that Adam is about to eat.
All right, ready?
I can't believe I'm... The grossest part is taking them from his hand. And now he's
letting him touch
rubbing
you.
My head.
It's inappropriate. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Oh,
just
it gets so gnarly.
Oh. Okay, I see the. Oh, look at that face! Oh my goodness gracious!
You can't taste a good one, dude. You can't taste a good one. Anymore.
That is the sourest face I've ever seen.
It is.
Oh,
the worst.
He may be breaking out into tears.
Not good.
It's not good, man.
You look like you've aged 30 years in the last
it's
10
really
seconds.
Really bad.
This looks
this
horrible.
Is so much worse than Thai 10.
It's so much worse. There's nothing worse than this, man. Yeah, I gave him a nice handful there.
Oh, jeez. That is awful.
Woods.
Uh-huh.
Give me more.
Boy,
oh, no! He's
He's going for more. This guy is a machine.
Give him more.
Just give him the rest at this point.
Oh, it's almost gone. I may throw up before he does.
That's like 30 beats.
This is unbelievable.
Chubby bunny.
Oh. You know what? Down. Respect. Yeah. I have some respect here for Adam Klug.
He's a masochist.
He's willing to do what... The smell from here is making me nauseous.
It makes me awful.
It's making my heart pound.
I know. It's so awful. Chew.
It's awful. Get him down. Don't have any more. Oh.
Oh, my God.
You gotta have to swallow some.
I've got the juice.
Yeah, the juice. The juice is what gets you, man.
Oh.
Come on.
This is where we're going to win our Marconi Award, finally, right here.
It's juicy.
It's hard to get them down. This is the problem. They stick in your teeth.
You can chew them all day.
You can chew all day. They just never go away.
You can chew them all day, but once the juice hits...
I'm not going to be able to finish these until after the round table.
It's going to be here with you the rest of the day. Nothing's going to taste right the rest of the day.
Jeez, old shoe and a bandage.
You've got some individual flavors coming through. The old bandage is one of the worst, absolutely.
Go Padres.
Nice sweep from the fellas.
Prolific says, Adam looks like he's 55. I thought 65, actually. Now the face is starting to... No, there it goes again. Just a scrunched forehead. This is so...
Thanks to everybody for listening to 97.3 The Fan.
Yep, home of the Padres.
Have I told you guys about the Odyssey app?
Yeah.
Odyssey app is fantastic. You can also watch on YouTube. I can't look at him right now.
Sign up for all of our channels right now.
Live and local from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
It's got the prominent logo displayed.
Don't forget about the Braden's Apprentice Show Sunday morning.
I can't look at him because I will.
I don't want to look anymore either.
I will hurl.
It's hurting me.
I still have a lot in my mouth.
No, I can hear it.
Is it extra sweet?
I wish it were extra sweet.
Oh God! Somebody said, "How's he still chewing?" I'm telling you, when you get
there's
that many
nothing
in there,
you can do.
You cannot.
You can't even spit them out.
No, you have to chew through it.
Even if you try to spit them out, they're still there. They don't go away.
I need you to leave.
But I'm not done yet. Not really even all that close to
no,
done yet.
This is going to be... We got 3 more minutes of this segment, and I don't think he's going to be done by the time we are done with the top of the hour here.
Miley says, does water help? No. Spreads
water
it
doesn't
around.
Help. Nope. It
Nothing
doesn't.
Helps. You just got to wear it, man.
And Michael is yelling at you to chew with your mouth closed.
Hey, can you identify... Oh, here it comes.
Uh-oh.
Can you identify any of the flavors?
Yeah, he had old bandage. Comes through really cleanly somehow.
I had some bandage.
Did you fish?
I don't know. I had the stinky socks.
Stinky socks will get you.
I can't watch. I'm just staring at the chat because I don't want to watch his face anymore.
I get that a lot. People not wanting to look at my face.
It's unpleasant. It really is.
Why did he ask for more? That's psychotic.
It is.
The thing is, it's really hard to get it down, but the other part is...
I don't want to feel bad for myself, but I really don't like the smell in here.
It stays with you all day. I smell pizza, but it's too early for round table, I think.
I really want to spit the rest of this out, but I'm not going to.
No, you got to take it. Come on.
Roman thinks I'm handsome. Thank you, Roman.
We had some people asking where they could get some of these for the golf tournament. They want to wear them as their foursome.
Michael,
yeah, we should sell these online. All right, buddy. You can go if you want. I think, right? We can let him go. He's paid enough. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, he's definitely come through. He has satisfied the conditions of his promise. You can't say Adam Klug is not a man of his word.
Somebody just suggested a bean challenge at the tournament. Hit the green or take a bean. Pretty effing genius. I'm going to order some on Amazon right now, actually. Yeah, it's a good idea. Hit the green.
Or take a bean.
Or take a bean.
So much worse than a tie turn.
It's so much worse.
How many are left in there? I'm just curious. I'm not eating the rest.
Like probably 20.
I was really there was a part of me yesterday was like maybe we just finish this thing.
When you brought that in, it was mostly full.
Oh yeah,
so we've gotten through. I was hoping you wouldn't order anymore. I don't want them to exist in this.
I'm gonna
studio
do it
anymore.
For the tournament. Hit the green or eat a bean. Just one.
I mean, we can't force people, but we can certainly request.
Sure we can. Somebody will do it out there.
Oh.
Thank you, Adam. That was a way to pay off your bet. And that was awful.
I'm still going.
Yeah, I know.
I disgusting. Told you he wouldn't be done by the end
so
of the
bad
segment.
In here,
it
dude.
Smells so bad. So bad.
This is gnarly.
Got a text. Adam is just moments out, so we will get some Bean Boozled momentarily.
I should be looking more forward to this. I'm not, because I've lived it.
While we wait, gives me a chance for Basketball Ben to mention the NBA Finals are over.
All right.
I mean, technically, there's still one more game left, at least, but this series has not lived up to any hype at all.
Been
the Boston
banger, huh?
Celtics are going to win another title this year as they go up 3-0 last night with wasn't a bad game. I mean, Dallas was up, then Boston came back, then Boston went up, and Dallas came back. Ultimately, though, the Celtics just have too much. Even without Kristaps Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I mean, you can argue about which one's better or more important. They're both really good players. It's a good team. They're very athletic, very deep. Luka Doncic complains a lot about foul calls. He fouled out in the fourth quarter of the game yesterday after 27 points. Even Kyrie Irving, our game, 35 points, but it wasn't enough. And if you can't win at home against a team that's missing a key player, I don't know that you have much of a chance. No team has ever come back from 3-0 in the NBA. Obviously, it's happened in baseball, famously. Oh, yeah. It's happened a couple of times, three times, I think, in hockey. 156 times in NBA history, a team has taken a 3-0 series lead. Zero times have they blown that 3-0 lead. That's almost... Now you're getting to the point of like, okay, it's almost unusual that it hasn't happened. We're not talking about a miracle. We're talking about four straight
winning
wins.
Four straight games.
Against, yes, what is undoubtedly a really good team, but you just think in 156 tries, it would happen
once
that you'd lose four in a row. Is this going to be the time? I really don't think so.
One more in Dallas.
One more in Dallas. If they get through that one, then they have to go back to Boston for game five. Game four is tomorrow.
Boston's,
game five would be on Monday.
I will promise you, somebody in Boston this morning saying, we should drop this game in Dallas
to win it at home.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it at all. Like, that's exactly what they're saying because, well, sports, we're a bunch of hacks.
Celtics have won 10 straight playoff games.
They're like the UConn of the NBA.
If they win tomorrow, they will finish the regular and postseason with a record of 80-20.
Pretty damn good.
800 winning percentage.
Pretty damn good.
Which puts them in the conversation of greatest teams of all time with the Bulls who had the amazing season.
What was their regular season? 72-10?
72-10, I think.
I was
in Chicago
for that. It was unreal.
Not quite that level. People are going to question because they have faced nothing. Injury-riddled teams in the playoffs, lower seeds. But I mean, you got to give them credit. They've beaten the opponents that were in front of them, and they're going to win the title. If not tomorrow, then certainly Monday, probably at the latest.
While we're waiting for Jelly Bean, will you bring up that topic that we kicked around for just a second? The Bill Plaschke tweet?
So, yeah, Bill Plaschke tweeted, and I thought this was interesting. He said, fouling out in basketball is the dumbest rule in sports. Why would you institute a rule in which you leave it to officials who make mistakes all the time, and it's already kind of a subjective decision when it comes to whether you call a foul or not, that you could take off your marquee guys. You know, you take them right out of the key situation, the moment, the end of the game. Would it have been a more entertaining finish with Luka Doncic on the court for the last 4 minutes or not? And he goes, why would you have that? You don't have to have a rule where guys foul out if they get six. Just keep them out there. Just keep calling fouls. You put in the free throw line that you're punished already for fouls. Is it over punishing a team by fouling out one of their good players?
I've never really thought about it.
I never thought about it either. It's just a thing in basketball. You foul out. You have too many fouls, you foul out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you strike out three times, you're out. Ejected from the game. You're out.
I don't know. I really don't know how to think about that. I've never really thought about that. But it's one of those things that's accepted. Oh, he's in early foul trouble. We got to sit him.
Yeah, sit him.
Wait, let's be honest.
Everyone came to see him.
Let's be honest.
You got to sit him.
That friggin' sucks. Like when we're watching the Aztecs, and somebody, Jane Lidde, gets two fouls early.
That's it.
He's going to rot on the bench for the first half.
You want to come see the players play, not sit on the bench with two fouls.
Miley says it adds more strategy, and it does. Yeah, but it also... It's not not necessarily strategy. You're leaving it up to the judgment of an official, which I think some of the calls against Luka last night were a bit dicey.
The one that fouled out, they reviewed it. I mean, it was the old blocker versus charge.
Right.
And, you know, there was a bit of a push-off by, I think it was Brown, but also Luka didn't quite have his feet set. I mean, they're all really close calls. I mean, there's obvious fouls, but there's a bunch of subjective close ones along the way as well.
Like Diesel says, you foul too many times in soccer, you get a red card, you get ejected. So, it's interesting. It's an interesting thought by Plaschke. I guess, you know, fundamentally you look at it and say, that would be nice to have guys. But again, you have to play knowing that that's the punishment, and you have to play a little bit differently. But yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about referees and umpires and everything else. I mean, I get that it's a hard job, but a lot of times they do change the momentum of the game. So
right behind you.
Hey, let's
go. Ready. Yeah, we're going to check traffic and then we'll come back. It'll be time for Adam to pay off his Bean Boozled promise. A Padres sweep, handful of jelly beans. He's going to regret this for the rest of the day. I promise you.
Rest of the week.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. All right. See, now, Adam has come in. It's roundtable day. So he's wearing his 97.3 The Fan polo, which Woods does on roundtable day as well. Adam's not on the roundtable.
Right.
So he doesn't appear on camera during the roundtable. So I can only imagine that he has specifically chose to wear it, hoping that perhaps his Bean Boozled moment goes viral.
Yes.
And when it does, he's going to be able to promote the station by wearing his polo during his viral moment.
Well, he's a brand manager. He's managing the brand. That's exactly what he's supposed to do, getting the most out of what we have to work with. Is that lotion that you have over there? What is that?
Toothpaste. I have that. That's Costco, you know, toothpaste right there. I've got that, too.
You bring that to work.
He's trying to. This is for the aftermath of Bean Boozled.
It's going to be disgusting.
It doesn't help.
Now, a couple of things. First of all, Adam, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning,
guys. Why did you promise to do this? Now, you did it in a much tougher series for the Padres.
Yes.
But then you just kind of extended and said, whatever, any sweep is worth a handful of jelly beans.
But one and done, right? Not every sweep for the rest of the year.
No, I said the next.
The next. Okay.
But it was eventually going to happen. I mean, every other team has already swept a series this year. The Padres were the last team in baseball to sweep a series. I don't know. Has there ever been a team that has not swept one single series the entire year? I'd venture that's probably never happened in baseball history.
Yeah.
Maybe the short season. Other than that, so you're going to sweep a three-game series at some point.
Yeah, so he said he
So you knew this was going to happen, Adam, right?
Yeah, I'm a man of the people. They asked for it. They get what they ask for.
Now, you've also been proven to have a fairly iron stomach.
Like bananas, dude.
Crazy. You ate the Thai 10 spicy food without even blinking.
Didn't even break a sweat.
Yeah.
I was hoping that would play into this as well.
There's no spicy ones.
There's nothing spicy.
They're just unpleasant.
They just taste like.
What did you get last time when you spun the wheel when you gave away our rally towels?
Well, the first one I got was the blue one.
You got toothpaste, which isn't bad.
I'm hoping there's a lot of blue ones mixed in there.
There's some blue ones.
And then I ended up getting, I ate another one because the toothpaste wasn't really that bad. And I think I got, I got the barf.
Barf, yeah, which is not great. All right, well, here.
All right, so lower your camera a little bit so we get a little full view on you, just a bit.
I'm going to feed him.
There you go. All right.
So you're doing one at a time here?
No. He's got the whole. He's just going to drop.
Take him from your grubby hands.
My hands are clean.
But that's the worst part of it.
Show how many you're getting.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see the on camera.
Hold on.
Show the. All right, we got a nice assortment of different colors. And what are the? Let's see the different possible bad.
What are the odds
are
that there are no bad ones in there?
I would say it's about power. It would be like winning Powerball.
Yeah.
To get no bad ones. All right, so we got stink bug, rotten egg, booger, dead fish, toothpaste, dirty dishwater, barf, stinky socks, liver and onions,
an
old bandage are all possible flavors in this handful of beans that Adam is about to eat.
All right, ready?
I can't believe I'm... The grossest part is taking them from his hand. And now he's
letting him touch
rubbing
you.
My head.
It's inappropriate. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Oh,
just
it gets so gnarly.
Oh. Okay, let's see. I see the. Oh, look at that face! Oh my goodness gracious!
You can't taste a good one, dude. You can't taste a good one.
That is the sourest face I've ever seen.
It is the worst.
He may be breaking out into tears.
It's not good.
It's not good, man.
You look like you've aged 30 years in the last 10
seconds.
It's really
bad.
This looks
horrible. This is so much worse than Tide 10
Challenge. It's so much worse. There's nothing worse than this, man. Yeah, I gave him a nice handful there.
Oh, jeez. That is awful.
What?
Uh-huh.
Give me more.
No! He's going for more. This guy is a machine.
Give me more.
Just give him the rest at this point.
Oh, it's almost gone. I may throw up before he does.
That's like 30 beats.
This is unbelievable.
Chubby bunny.
Oh. You know what? Down. Respect. Yeah. I have some respect here for Adam Klug.
He's a masochist.
He's willing to do what... The smell from here is making me nauseous.
It makes me retch.
Awful.
It's making my heart pound.
I know. It's so bad.
Chew. It's awful. Get him down. Don't have any more. Oh.
Oh, my God.
You gotta have to swallow some.
I got the juice.
Yeah, the juice. The juice is what gets you, man.
Oh.
Come on.
This is where we're going to win our Marconi Award, finally, right here.
It's so chewy and juicy.
It's juicy.
It's hard to get them down. This is the problem. They stick in your teeth.
You can chew them all day.
You can chew all day. They just never go away.
You can chew them all day, but once the juice hits...
I'm not going to be able to finish these until after the round table.
It's going to be here with you the rest of the day. Nothing's going to taste right the rest of the day.
Old shoes and bandage.
You've got some individual flavors coming through. The old bandage is one of the worst, absolutely.
Go Padres.
Nice sweep from the
Prolific
fellas.
Says Adam looks like he's 55. I thought 65, actually. Now the face is starting to... No, there it goes again. Just a scrunched forehead. This is so...
Thanks to everybody for listening to 97.3 The Fan.
Yep, home of the Padres.
Have I told you guys about the Odyssey app?
Yeah.
Odyssey app is fantastic. You can also watch on YouTube. I can't look at him right now.
Sign up for all of our channels right now.
Live and local from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
It's got the prominent logo display.
Don't forget about the Braden's Apprentice Show Sunday morning.
I can't look at him because I will.
I don't want to look anymore either.
I will hurl.
It's hurting me.
I still have a lie in my mouth.
No, I can hear it.
Is it extra sweet?
Is it extra sweet?
I wish it were extra sweet.
Oh God! Somebody said, "How's he still chewing?" I'm telling you, when you get
there's nothing you can do.
You cannot.
You can't even spit them out.
No, you have to chew through it.
Even if you try to spit them out, they're still there. They don't go away.
I need you to leave.
But I'm not done yet. Not really even all that close to done yet.
This is going to be... We got 3 more minutes of this segment, and I don't think he's going to be done by the time we are done with the top of the hour here.
Miley says, does water help? No. Spreads
water
it
doesn't
around.
Help. Nope.
Nothing helps. You just got to wear it, man.
And Michael is yelling at you to chew with your mouth closed.
Hey, can you identify... Oh, here it comes.
Uh-oh.
Can you identify any of the flavors?
Yeah, he had old bandage. Comes through really cleanly somehow.
I had some bandage.
Did you fish?
I don't know. I had the stinky socks.
Stinky socks will get you.
I can't watch. I'm just staring at the chat because I don't want to watch his face anymore.
I get that a lot. People not wanting to look at my face.
It's unpleasant. It really is.
Why did he ask for more? That's psychotic.
It is.
The thing is, it's really hard to get it down, but the other part is...
I don't want to feel bad for myself, but I really don't like the smell in here.
It stays with you all day. I smell pizza, but it's too early for roundtable, I think.
I really want to spit the rest of this out, but I'm not going to.
No, you got to take it. Come on.
Roman thinks I'm handsome. Thank you, Roman.
We had some people asking where they could get some of these for the golf tournament. They want to wear them as their foursome.
Michael,
yeah, we should sell these online. All right, buddy. You can go if you want. I think, right? We can let him go. He's paid enough. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, he's definitely come through. He has satisfied the conditions of his promise. You can't say Adam Klug is not a man of his word.
Somebody just suggested a bean challenge at the tournament. Hit the green or take a bean. Pretty effing genius. I'm going to order some on Amazon right now, actually. Yeah, it's a good idea. Hit the green.
Or take a bean.
So much worse than a Tide 10.
It's so much worse.
How many are left in there? I'm just curious. I'm not eating the rest.
Like, probably 20.
I was really. There was a part of me yesterday was like, maybe we just finish this thing.
When you brought that in, it was mostly full.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've gotten through. I was hoping you wouldn't order anymore. I don't want them to exist in this.
I'm going to do it for the tournament. Hit the green or eat a bean. Just one.
I mean, we can't force people, but we can certainly request.
Sure, we can. Somebody will do it out there.
Oh,
thank you, Adam. That was a way to pay off your bet. And that was awful.
I'm still going.
Yeah, I know.
I told you he wouldn't be done by the end of the segment.
It smells so bad in here, dude.
It smells so bad. So bad.
This is gnarly.
All right. Eno Saris is going to be with us.
Two bags, Ben. $12.
Bags of beans.
Yeah.
All right. We'll reset. We'll come back. Talk some more Padres. All ahead. Eno Saris at 8:35 right here on 97.3 The Fan.